Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I just wanted to say on behalf of myself, the WWE, and of course the NXT UK family, Dara, thank you so much for your loving and caring support over the years. All of our best, and we love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
You will have seen over the weekend Triple H and Shawn Michaels speaking on social media about a superfan from NXT UK, a superfan by the name of Honey Williams. And you will have seen this incredible tribute that was paid to Honey Williams at the NXT UK tapings on Friday. Here to talk about it with me, it's Honey Williams. Good morning, Honey. How you doing?
Hi, Tom. I'm great. A bit sent, but I'm great.
Are you say you're sent? We're still up on cloud nine at the moment, aren't we?
Clyde 9000, I think.
Yeah. Oh my days, that's a high 9000, that is. Yeah. We're going to get into what went down on Friday. You know, behind the curtain, I know you were buzzing to tell me about it Friday, and then everybody, and then Triple H was buzzing to tell us about it, and then everybody else, but we'll talk about it. But I want people to know who you are. I want people to figure out who Honey Williams is, because a lot of people are just like, who's Honey? What's this? So this is a chance for people to find out who you are, because I think you're a pretty special person.
Oh, thank you.
When did you become a wrestling fan, Honey?
I was 10, I think. Yeah, 10. So it would have been mid-2013.
What was your earliest wrestling memory then?
Well, my dad is a fan, and I remember growing up thinking, why does anyone like this? What's that about? And thinking it was so stupid. And then just one random day, I don't know where I got it from, but I just typed the Bella Twins into YouTube. And then just that, like, following weekend, that was just it. I was just in love with it. And I've never put it down since. And I've been annoying about it ever since.
So the Bella Twins were the ones that really sort of lit that spark for you then, wasn't it?
Well, they pulled me in, but then because it was mid-2013, the first pay-per-view I stayed up to watch live was SummerSlam that year with the Randy Orton cash-in on Daniel Bryan. So I always say I joined alongside the Yes Movement, and it was just the best. It was great.
You were there at a time when we were all very cross, and your timing was perfect to join that. You became a big fan of NXT UK as well, which is what led to where we're going today. So by this point, you're a wrestling fan. Were you locked into NXT UK from the beginning? Because you would have been a fan by the time that the UK Championship tournament came around and all of that stuff.
Yeah, the moment they announced that first UK tournament, I was going a bit mental for it. And then they announced the brand, I went a bit more mental. And it was just because I was quite familiar with a lot of them through like watching British Independence and stuff like that. Not like thoroughly, but I knew of everyone, and seeing them then be on WWE, it was amazing. I loved it so much.
I was gonna say, because once you got back into wrestling, so did you start learning more about the indie scene then,
and sort of yeah, through that
all about
yeah.
What was the first wrestling show that you went to live?
It was a WWE house show, I want to say in Leeds, with my dad, bless his heart. And I remember thinking that, like, that was the peak of life. like nothing could get better than that show. And just random bits that I remember, that I remember telling my friends about at school the next day and then being like, what? And I'm like, that's awesome though. It's great.
That's amazing. Your dad must be so delighted that you've become a fan as well.
Oh, it's his biggest accomplishment. Easily.
Now, NXT UK went behind closed doors during the pandemic. They reopened last year with just a small number of fans. It's a number they're slowly starting to build up at the beautiful BT Sports Studios. You decided, like, this is a show you want to be a part of. But you're not exactly local to the BT Sports Studios, are you, honey?
No, if only.
So when did you decide, you know what, I want to go to this. I want to be a part of this. What was the decision there?
Well, I got given the email saying, you know, to come along and when the dates were. And it was 2 days before it was going to happen. And I thought, well, I do have uni, but... probably shouldn't admit that, but
did you suddenly develop a terrible cough that day?
Oh, I know, it was such a bad cough, Tom. I can't tell you. But
we don't encourage you to skip uni, by the way. No. If you're listening to this, honey, is
don't
not
skip
the
school kids.
Don't skip if honey gives you anything from this today, it's don't skip school kids.
I do not endorse missing education, but
don't be honey, but also definitely be like honey, but also don't be like honey.
Yeah, but then with a day's notice, I got on a train down to London, and I had at the time what I thought would be, because I thought that'd be the only time I'd get to like experience it, and I was convinced that'd be the best day of my life for the rest of my life, as I am with every taping since.
Because you took the train down for the first one, but then your journey has changed slightly since. Talk to us about, because the big thing that everybody is in awe of is the fact that you've been going to these NXT UK tapings, and it's a 9-hour journey. It's a 9-hour round trip. Yep. To get there. So talk us through a day of travel to get from where you are to NXT and sort of what you get up to in that time, and then your journey back again.
Yeah, well, one of the tapings clashed with train strikes, and I couldn't do the train. So I was like, right then, National Express, here we go.
Wow. And that's commitment, because if you're in the States, National Express, I think the closest in America they have is the Greyhound. I think that's the same sort of thing, these sort of cross-country, hot, sweaty, packed buses of people, these little sardine tins that go along the bimbly, bumbly, windy roads of the UK. So you decided to take the National Express.
Yeah. And I mean, I live in Liverpool, so get on the bus at Liverpool, then it's close to 6 hours to London Victoria. And whilst I could get the tube, I'm terrified of the tube, so that's a no. And then it's a near 3-hour wait for the next bus, which is really awkward because you sit down to get a drink and a sandwich, but then that will take you like half an hour. And then you just kind of sat there hoping they don't chuck you out of the cafe. And it's very tedious. But then an hour bus from London Victoria to London Stratford. And there I am.
Gosh, so a lot of it, and this is the thing with a lot of travel, it's the hanging around a lot of times, isn't
oh
it?
Yeah,
when you get from one place to another. Where's for people who are keen to take the honey route to BT Sports Studios, where's a good place to go for it? Let's give them a plug. Where's a good place to go for a coffee and a sandwich at London Victoria?
Right, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but Pret-a-Manger. Pret-a-Manger.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
and there's a Greggs. Can't go wrong with the Greggs.
Greg, I mean, the Northeast faithful, the North faithful of this podcast will be delighted that you said Greggs, because I believe for Pret-a-Manger in some parts of the country, you have to remortgage to buy a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's it like going to a taping for, because I've not been to one yet. I know only a handful of people actually have had a chance to go to. So what's sort of the process of an NXT UK taping?
Me and my friends are maniacs, so we get there ridiculously early. And we just kind of chill and wait around the general space, and they, you know, check our ID, check our tickets, get in, sit down. Then Andy Shepherd will always come out, tell us the house rules, emergency exits, stuff like that. And then we just have a great time.
Selfishly, a massive thank you for taking taking me with you to every show, because Honey has forever updated me that every show she goes to now, I think it's every single one, you've taken the Tom Cultaholic wrestling buddy with you. And I'm very grateful that whilst I'm not there in person, I'm glad that I'm there in some way, thanks to you. And I appreciate that immensely.
Definitely. You've got to make your debut, Tom.
Before we get into what happened on the Friday, did I see that you had like a little Wimbledon morning between tapings?
Yeah, that was a Wednesday and Thursday. And me and my friend Chris were trying to break a record for swing ball. Is it swing ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand things. But I mean, we got close. We did quite well, which with my hand-eye coordination is an absolute mystery. But we did all right. And, you know, we got given free strawberries, so I can't complain about that. And we were also given free Pimm's, but I don't drink, so I was a bit like, oh. But my friends liked that one.
Was that at the BT Sports Studios? Or was that?
Yeah, just outside, yeah.
So they looked after you then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's brilliant. It's a great time always.
And then were you guys all, obviously, because normally the tapings are two nights, so will you stay over for the duration? Will you take that journey back to Liverpool and come back again? What do you do?
My friend Michael, shout out to him, very kindly lent me his spare key so I could stay at his house, and he lives like 5 minutes away. So,
oh, brilliant.
So he's a wonderful soul.
So you crash at Michael's when you come over then?
Yeah.
Oh, what a good
bless him.
That's a good friend.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So you've had the tapes, so you've been to the tapings, and we get to Friday just gone, and you've said no thank you to the Pimm's, but you smashed the swing ball, and you're going into the tapings. Andy's giving you the house rules. You're in the tapings. Talk us through what happens at these tapings, if you can now, because I know that when we first spoke about it on the Friday night, you were struggling to put words together.
Which isn't like me, Tom.
I know, right?
Yeah. God. Well, I knew something was up when he came out, but he didn't get into the ring. I just knew something. I didn't think it was anything to do with me at all. But I was thinking, why aren't you getting in the ring? That's your thing, Andy. We'll all go, oh. But he just walks up to our row, starts saying how great it is to see familiar faces in the crowd. And I'm looking down, I'm going like, yay, my friends are getting shout outs. And then he walks over to where I am and just says, but tonight we want to talk about one fan in particular. And my heart just flips. And then he looks at me and says, honey. And then I just burst into tears. What else can you do in that situation?
Now, you may already know this from watching NXT UK. Honey is the most expressive fan in the NXT UK universe. We've mentioned her on the Cultaholic News video a couple of times now because she's basically NXT UK's Miz kid, NXT UK's Undertaker guy. when the streak broke, you had the incredible reaction from that. You're essentially the NXT equivalent of that. So it's such an expressive face, so this expression suddenly turned into floods of tears because Andy Shepherd wanted to talk about you. What did Andy Shepherd say?
Honestly, the blur of it is over my head, but I remember just thinking how kind it was being, how lovely it all was. They put my Instagram pictures on the big screen, and now it makes sense why Davey asked what my last name was and where my Instagram was. So that clicked all of a sudden. And it was just so surreal. I think I said something stupid into the microphone at one point, so that'll be fun to relive. But the bit that like really got me was like, I turned to the side of my friend, started chanting, "You deserve it." And that simultaneously broke and made my heart at the same time. It was the best feeling ever in the world. It was brilliant. And I'll cry again if I talk about it, so I'll stop there.
You're surrounded by good people.
Oh, I am, definitely.
You really are. So Andy has made you cry. Your friends have made you cry.
A lot makes me cry, Tom.
A lot makes you cry, honey. You got a gift from Andy Shepherd.
Yeah. God.
Take your time. You're all good. There's no panic. Take your time.
Thank you. Good. But he said that we heard you were going to Clash at the Castle. I'm thinking, yeah, hopefully. And he says, well, we wanted to give you something for that. And I have it next to me if you want to see it.
I would love to see it.
Right, okay. It's in the what's it called, the case, because we can't let it be damaged.
Right, so Honey is bringing across a zip-up case.
Yeah.
Right now, if you're listening to this on the podcast, it is a sign. It's an NXT UK Women's Championship belt. And it is signed.
Yep.
Is that Tyler Bate's signature on the right?
That's Tyler Bate and then Trent.
And there's Trent 7.
But then if I turn it around.
Oh, wow. On the back. So basically the entire roster of NXT UK has signed the championship belt that Honey has been given. I'm seeing Saxon Huxley, my boy. I'm seeing Nina Samuels. I'm seeing
Kirsty's on there. Shout out to
Davenport, Charles Samuels. I wonder if there's some spoilers here. If anybody's joined, I could write these down. Breaking news from Honey.
Yeah.
Steve Austin joins NXT UK.
Oh, God. Imagine the pop. That'd the BT studios would explode.
Flipping amazing. So what a great gift. So that's been given to you to take to Clash at the Castle in September. Amazing. So what a great moment for Andy Shepherd to come over. Big You Deserve It chant. You get a gift signed by the entire roster. You sit and watch the tapings. Your heart breaks a bit more because Trent Seven is now a wrong'un. I think we're up to date on the tapings now. That's canon.
Yeah, that's canon.
Because Trent Seven's
we've all seen my reaction, Tom.
Trent Seven's your guy, isn't he?
Oh, he is my guy. Yeah. And then what happened to him, Tom?
it's a day of mourning in Wolverhampton. The day that Trent Seven turned back on Tyler Bate, as a West Midlander myself, my heart is torn.
As is mine.
My heart is torn. The decision that he's made, I'm very upset. So the show goes on, but it's not, your night's not done yet, is it, honey?
Nope.
What happened at the end of the tapings? Come on.
I thought it couldn't get any better, but then my friend Rob, who works for BT, he said, hey, can you stay behind? Because the crew just want to get some pictures with you and your belt. And I was like, yeah, of course. So they take me to the ring. We take some pictures. Then all of a sudden the theme music starts to play and it really makes me jump. And I just like turn to the side and there's Trent walking out. And I'm thinking, oh God, they've brought me Trent. They brought me a Trent. And then then I have the sudden realization of, oh God, so is everyone else. And then there's more tears because that seems to be my thing recently. And
the entire roster coming out at this point, isn't there, to to pay tribute.
Yeah. And they all just started clamoring into the ring. Some came up to me, gave me massive hugs. Shout out to Wolfgang, who gives the loveliest hugs ever, by the way.
You're going to make my missus so jealous. She's got it. She's got a. She's her Wolfgang's wife is aware of this. My partner loves Wolfgang.
Quite don't we all? Everyone yes. loves Wolfgang.
We flipping well do.
I saw him that morning before the taping started, and I went up to say hello. And afterwards, I was thinking, did he know this was going to happen when I came up to him that morning? Oh. Oh my God. But yeah, and then everyone started chanting my name, which was probably the most surreal thing in the world, because for the past however many years, I've been chanting their name, like, and suddenly it was flipped. And I mean, it's just more tears happened. It was bloody brilliant. And I don't think I've quite got my head around that yet.
And the best part is, it didn't even end there, did it?
Nope.
Everyone's gathered around the ring. The entire NXT UK roster is gathered around the ring. They're chanting your name. You're in the center holding your NXT UK championship. What happens next?
All of a sudden, I hear over, like, would you call it a tannoy? Honey, can you hear me? And I think, I know that voice. And Tyler Bate, who stood next to me, like, leans in and says, it's God. I was like, the problem was, is I could believe I was in heaven in that moment. So it really... Then all of a sudden I hear, this is Shawn Michaels from Orlando. And I just... my mouth dropped, my heart dropped, everything. Just, I think, I don't even know what I felt. Just pure, like, shock, but pure joy at the same time. And just the sweetest message you've ever heard in your life. And again, more tears. It's a theme.
So, because for those who don't know, Shawn Michaels is so intrinsically involved in NXT UK, and he sort of advises, produces, coaches, manages, directs from Orlando. And that's when Tyler Bates said, oh, it's the voice of God. It's kind of like that in there, whereby, like, he'll be passing on instructions and guidance from Orlando into the BT Sports studio. So he would have been presumably in his office in Orlando, seeing what was going on and talking directly to you live.
Mental, Tom, mental.
I'm going to read to you what Triple H said.
Oh, Tom.
Because all of this happened, and then there's the video, which you've seen, which is why we're talking today.
Seen several times.
Got shared by Triple H. Who said, every WWE superstar owes their success to our fans. Honey, you are the embodiment of not only NXT UK, but the entire WWE universe. Thank you for your dedication, your passion, and for showing everyone what a true superstar is.
Yep. I won't cry again, Tom, I promise.
What does it mean to you that the NXT UK team did that for you?
More than I could tell you now. Like, I've... since it happened, I've said the word miracle a lot, like a lot of times. I was up till like 3 a.m. messaging everybody, like, thank you messages, because just the amount of gratitude that I have to everyone that they'd even consider doing something like that for me, let alone actually doing it. And, you know, being so lovely to me. It was... yeah, more than I could say, it just was a miracle. And that's the only kind of word I can think that even somewhat does it justice. Yeah, I don't think any of it sunk in yet at all. I don't think it will, to be honest. It's the most insane thing in the world. It's, you know, I just think a few weeks ago, I had no idea about any of this. And now it's like, just whizzing through my mind constantly in the best way.
Is there anybody you want to say thank you to, or anybody else that you want to shout out? Because, you know, your experience as an NXT UK super fan, you know, has come together through a lot of other people as well. Is there anybody that we want to shout out that we haven't done so already?
Well, every single person that's at NXT UK or BT, you know, Davey, Henry, Rob, Lauren, just and all my friends, every single person, and then the entire roster as well. Like, I don't want to leave anyone out, because everyone made it happen, and everyone has my like undying gratitude and love for being part of it. So every single person.
Now, hopefully, you know a little bit more about Honey Williams, the WWE superfan that just that caused Triple H to log on to Twitter.
Yep.
Honey, it has been an honour and a privilege to chat to you for Cultaholic today. Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.